Stakeholder Equity. I'm CJ Jackson, and this is the Business Review. Though Matt O'Hare had started more than a dozen businesses with great success, he found himself between companies, wanting to do things different with a different purpose.
This time, I wanted to start a business that had a deeper purpose besides just making money.
This longing, coupled with his lifelong interest in farming, led to the creation of Vital Farms, with a mission to bring ethically produced food to the table.
The laying hens were, at that point in time, were almost all caged. And not just caged, but caged in really terrible conditions, where they couldn't stand up or even turn around.
As a farm owner, O'Hare had chickens running around in a pasture. The birds were happy, and their eggs were the best he had ever tasted.
So I wondered if it was possible to scale that. You know, at first it was difficult to get the first couple of farmers because who were we? No one knew. But today we have hundreds of farmers who would love to come to work for us.
It was important to Vital Farms that the birds be treated with love and care, farmers to be well paid, and produce an egg to be proud of. O'Hare says his company makes better decisions when all stakeholders are considered as a holistic group. Vital Farms strives to follow the philosophy of conscious capitalism and treat all stakeholders equally.
We want to do it from family farms. We want to take care of animals, people, and the planet. But we don't spray our pastures with chemical fertilizers, pesticides, and herbicides, not only because it's not good for the hens, it could end up in the eggs, but they will end up in streams, which then end up in our rivers, which then end up in our oceans. And that may not be tied directly to Vital Farms, but it's tied to the planet. Specifically, in our agreement with our farmers, they agreed to not do that.
The Business Review is a production of Livingston & McKay and the Hand Camera School of Business at Baylor University.